Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's ESPN Upstate here with you guys on a Friday edition of the show. 6 o'clock underway live from my apartment. Ladies and gentlemen, the most exotic location I've ever broadcasted from. In other news, I need to get out more. I did get out today, and my phone butt-dialed suddenly. I'm standing in line at the CVS waiting to pick up a couple prescriptions, right? And my phone, in a line of people, just starts playing Intergalactic from Beastie Boys. Intergalactic Planetary. Planetary, intergalactic, right? It starts playing that. I'm in line, and it's blasting it. And I got so much stuff in my pocket. I'm fumbling around, and I have no idea why that's the song it started playing, how this happened. And so, you know, when those things happen in life, folks, I just say own them. I just start busting out with the intergalactic dance. And, you know, half the people were laughing. Half the people looked mortified. But, yeah, I'm that dude. White boy got moves. What are you going to say? All right, folks, it is time to do a little ditty we do each and every day. We call it either or. What is either or? It is two options on life and sports, right? And you pick one or the other. Here you go. All right, here we go. Here we go. Tim, first up.
All right, so I want to get a baseball question into you. So I want to, if you're in the World Series, and you're given the option to bring back one of these players, which one are you bringing back in their primes? Hank Aaron or Babe Ruth?
Babe Ruth all day, easily. Babe is the guy. Look, Hank Aaron was a great player. Babe Ruth is a legendary player. And you also have the fascination of wondering, would Babe Ruth, as fat as he was, kind of rocking the David Wells bod, be able to do today what he did yesterday? You know, it is incredible to consider. So, be that as it may, Babe Ruth all day for me.
Really? I'm going to have to go with the home run king, the true home run king, by the way, and Hank Aaron. This man just destroyed pitches each and every year, man. It was just he was a national treasure whenever he played. I mean, I hear stories from times like my dad. We used to go to these games and stuff, and he would tell me all kind of stories about Hank Aaron. And I don't think Babe Ruth would be able to do what he's doing what you talked about. I don't think he would be able to, because like they said, he would go drinking before games. Like there's no way he could do that now. Okay, you know. So if we're taking that into consideration, I'm going to go with Hank Aaron.
Yes, indeed, but I'm going to disagree. Babe Ruth for me all the way. Okay, could you, Timothy Holcomb, be interrupted from March Madness for Hanky Panky? Yes or no?
Yeah.
Could you? Yeah. You could be interrupted from March Madness for Hanky Panky.
Okay, well, it depends on what round. If we're talking about round of 64, that's something I do every year, and I'd have. Now, if we're talking round of 32 later, I'd be like, Yeah, okay. But the round of 64 for me is that opening day where everybody's like, oh, my bracket's, you know, it's perfect. And, you know, just the excitement of potentially, you know, having the best bracket in the nation. It's just, I look forward to that every year, and I don't want to miss that. Now, if we get late into the tournament, you know, my team Clemson's not in it, which they usually aren't, then it's like, okay, yeah, no problem.
There, repeat after me. There is no sporting event.
There is no sporting event.
That hanky-panky cannot interrupt me from.
That hanky-panky cannot interrupt me from.
There you go. It's all about priorities in life, man. All about priorities in life. Keep your lady happy. Next up, what do you got?
Okay, I'm going to go with this. So say your life is in danger. You've been kidnapped. And the kidnappers give you a pathway to freedom. But you must do one of the two. You must spend 24 hours with Carol Baskin from Tiger King and with the threat of she possibly feeding you to a tiger. Or you must spend 12 hours with Charles Manson. Which one are you taking?
This is your best either or ever, by the way. This is phenomenal. I'm taking the 24 with Carol. Because if I just tell her how much I love animals, she may not kill me. Okay? Now, granted, I may end up as tiger feed. Right? That could happen. But with Charles Manson, I know that the guy wants me to turn me into tiger feed. Whereas Carol's only going to do that if I really upset her. So Carol Baskin, Tampa's own, my hometown. What about you, Carol? Please don't kill me.
Oh, man. I have to go with Carol as well, just because I feel like spending, even though it's a short amount of time with Charles, again, like you said, that known factor that he's going to kill you. And or he's going to at least try, and it's going to be. You feel like you're going to be, you know, half the day with a psychopath, and just you never know with Carol. You might be able to get on her good side. So I'm going to go with Carol as well.
Next up, more Skip Bayless or Screamin' A. Smith.
Ooh, I'm going to go Bayless just because I kind of like Stephen A. There are times where he gets a little too loud for me. It's just like, okay, dude, simmer down, please. But Skip Bayless to me sometimes is just like all kind of biases that he has. And I just, in a way, I don't know, he just gets on my nerves. I can handle Stephen A. Smith. At times I find him even entertaining. But Skip Bayless does none of that for me.
Skip Bayless is more annoying. Stephen A. Smith, there are times where I just don't have the energy to digest him. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. To catch what he's putting down. There's times that I don't have the energy to do that. And there are times when it's like, come on, Stephen A., you can't possibly be that passionate about everything, mm-hmm. right? Save your passion for what you're truly passionate about. But, Skip Bayless, a lot of times just comes off like a twit. Like he's just saying things for the reaction and things that he doesn't even believe. I mean, come on, man. You can do better than that. So, you know, I would say Skip Bayless is easily more annoying. What do you got?
Okay, next one. If you have the choice to sign one of these two players, you have to choose one, and you have to take on their baggage. Which one are you taking? Antonio Brown with all his drama, or Josh Gordon with his drug addiction? Which one would you rather sign?
I don't think either of these stories ends well for either of these guys. You know, Josh Gordon has such an addiction that he can't, even with his career on the line, he can't stay away from the hard stuff. Antonio Brown, though, to me, is losing it mentally, right? Mm-hmm. Josh Gordon seems like the kind of guy that only he is harmed by his own actions, right? Antonio Brown is flammable to anyone around him. So as difficult as this is and as sad as it is that I don't think the story ends well for either one, I'm going to take Josh Gordon.
Really? Okay. See, I'd go with Antonio Brown just because it's more of a skill thing for me. And I feel like it's more of which one could you put up with? And I just feel like I could put up with Antonio Brown. I really could. Now, you know, if it gets too bad, definitely not, but I think that there's a way back for him. I think Josh Gordon's too far gone. At this point, if he ain't stopped yet, he's not going to stop. So that's why I take Antonio Brown.
There you go. There you go. And finally, Tim, what do you got?
That was mine. It's your turn.
Okay, here we go. 2029 or before. the next time South Carolina will beat Clemson in football? 2029 or before? In other words, South Carolina will beat Clemson in football this decade. Yay or nay?
I say yay because I think it'll happen at the end of the decade. I don't want it to happen necessarily, but I think it could very well happen by the end of the decade.
You know, what does that look like? I don't even know what that looks like anymore. It's been 6 years in a row for Clemson. I mean, what does that look like? What does a South Carolina win look like?
That's a good
question.
How does
that happen?
I don't know. I mean, maybe put Clowney back in Jersey, you know? And just, you know, don't tell anybody, put him out there and then just let him wreak havoc, you know, because he's currently unsigned, so, you know, he might be able to do it. I mean, that's the only way I can think of, or else you somehow get a quarterback prospect that's the next, you know, Joe Montana or something. Other than that, I can't, it's tough to see it, but I mean, I've seen advances in their recruiting that they've done, and I don't think they're, like, way off from beating Clemson, but I don't see it happening anytime soon, but I do think it happens before the end of the decade.
South Carolina does not beat Clemson in the decade of the 20s.
So you're saying Clemson goes on about a 16-game win streak?
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
It doesn't happen this decade. I'm anxious to see who the next coach is going to be at Carolina. I know they won't beat him as long as Muschamp is there. I think Dabo will be at Clemson for the next decade. I don't think he will be wooed by the NFL because I think Clemson will take such good care of him. 10 years, $93 million has a way of doing that. So I say no wins for Carolina football over Clemson in the 2020s. What say you, Clemson and Carolina fans? 71307 is the text line. 1-844-477-3776. 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number. And Twitter is there for you as well. At MARC Ryan on air, at ESPN Upstate. As is the email, the show email. Mark Ryan, MARC Ryan, at ESPNUpstate.com. A texter says, where's Lonzo? Lonzo is on his last day of vacation. He will be back Monday to pick fights with me about everything. And I look forward to it. Because I bust him in the chops right back. And by the way, big thank you to both Timothy Holcomb and Patrick Brown for the outstanding job both have done in filling in admirably for Lonzo this week.
Thank you. But you know, I know we're no Lonzos, but you know we're trying our best and to help keep things moving while he's on vacation.
Doing a great job. All right, coming up next, J.C. Sherbert joins the show. He's going to address the Kirk Herbstreit comments from earlier today on saying that, in his opinion, he'd be shocked if there was a college football season, if there was an NFL season. And we'll discuss how the recruiting game has changed over the years. J.C. Sherbert next. This is the number one radio show in the state of South Carolina. Association, this is Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
J.C. Sherbert is the owner of The Big Spur, a 24/7 sports property. It is your one-stop shop for outstanding Gamecocks coverage, and he joins us right now on Offsides ESPN Upstate. J.C., good afternoon. Thank you so very much for making the time. Hope you are staying healthy. Hope you and yours are staying safe. You know, J.C., I'm just seeing this kind of breaking news here. Doris Burke, the beloved Doris Burke. I can't think of an announcer that is more beloved in sports than one Doris Burke. As a matter of fact, I need to add Doris Burke to a list we're putting together here. But Doris Burke test positive for COVID, JC. So many famous people have tested positive. They're on planes. They're traveling around a bunch. You know, this is becoming something, JC, where we're now having the likes of Kirk Herbstreit say that the college football season could be threatened. As a matter of fact, he went as far as to say that he would be shocked if college football or the NFL season was played. Your initial reaction when you heard that today?
Well, I read what Kirk Herbie said to TMZ, and then, you know, of course, he clarified some things on Feinbaum later. And what was disturbing to me by it was, you know, there was a lot of talk about optics. And I think that's a big problem when with our society right now when dealing with something like this, is that there is so much focus on optics. Like, what does this mean? You have people on both sides of the political aisle blaming one another for it, which makes me want to throw up.
Yeah.
You have people that are just scared about, you know, predictions. And the bottom line about this is the reason that it's like this is number one, we kind of live in that sort of world nowadays where the truth and facts don't, you know, they don't really matter. You know, and I think part of that is everybody has a voice on social media and 95% of them should not.
Right.
And that impacts sports. And I think decisions get made, unfortunately, based on sort of the mob feeling. And so my feeling about that is if you're going to cancel college football, it needs to be based on science. It needs to be based on facts. It needs to be based on things other than, oh, we're this big bureaucracy because we're a big state university and we're scared to death all our players are going to get sick and that's going to make us look bad. Look, if they found a treatment for this thing, Mark, which I don't think there's going to be a vaccine before football season, but I do think there could be a treatment, then, you know, there's no difference between coronavirus running through your team, if you can treat it and cure it, you know, and the flu, you know. Right now, there's not. So right now, this is not the flu. And people that say that are a little bit out the line
right.
as well.
Right.
You know, so if you can treat it like you can the flu, there's no difference between that and, you know, Frank Martin's basketball team had a run of the flu right before the Final Four a couple of years ago, and nobody was like, I can't believe they didn't stop the Final Four, you know. Right now, though, you know, it's like, you know, when there was a flu and before we found a way to treat the flu, yeah, this would be a big issue if it was running through people and there was no treatment. So I think that's premature. I certainly can't rule it out. And that would be devastating for a lot of us that do our job and that coach and do whatever. You know, so certainly I don't want that to happen. But I also think that, you know, let's let the scientists and the doctors and the pharmacists and the chemists and the people that are charged with, you know, defeating the disease, let's let them have a chance to figure out, you know, some treatment and stuff like that. You've already seen predictions of 500,000 deaths in the UK drop to 20,000, same researcher. You know, so you've already seen those numbers sort of fluctuate. And I think a lot of that has to do with we simply don't know what we're dealing with. There's not enough testing out there. So you're kind of flying blind, and when you're flying blind, you're flying scared. So I think that was sort of a, you know, what he was saying was, and I agree with him that this could happen, was that a flying scared decision could be made that could cost us the football season.
So, you know, it's to your point, the global death rate from coronavirus is 4%. The domestic death mortality rate is 1.5% right now, up from 1.2% earlier this week. And the mortality rate of the flu is 1 in 1,000, right? So if you think about globally, in numbers people can understand, globally, 1 in 25 people are passing away from the coronavirus. Globally, 1 in 1,000 people pass away from the flu. If treatments can get us to the point where we have a 1 in 1,000 fatality rate from coronavirus, then we can play sports again, right? Because then we're not stopping it for the flu. But to your point about the optics part, JC, I mean, isn't it something? And I get so turned off when I see that in sports and I see that in society when people are worried about the optics. I actually really like a lot of what the Carolina Panthers are doing. But they were very clearly all about the optics when they tweeted, "We've given Cam Newton permission to seek a trade," and then Cam Newton immediately comes back with, "Don't you say that. That's not at all what happened here." You know,
yeah,
you guys
have
told me that I'm not welcome back here. Why would the Carolina Panthers do that? They're trying to figure out a way to soften the blow of letting go of the most popular Panther ever, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's the world we live in, you know. I mean, and I think that to a certain extent, when you're running an NFL franchise, you have to have an awareness of that. I think that, you know, you look around, yeah, college sports and pro sports too. There are some franchises and universities that are a bit tone deaf. And, you know, from a competitive standpoint, marketing standpoint, and all the things that go into being successful or not successful, you have to be concerned with that. My opinion, though, is that if you base it on optics and not data, and look, if the data is inconclusive, you know, like you mentioned, the death rate for the virus, and that's true, and I follow that. I look at those numbers every day and, you know, try to look for some good news.
Yeah.
But because we haven't had a mass testing in this country, and because we don't know how many people have it or not, it's still that flying blind thing. I mean, that death rate could be, you know, 1.5. It could be higher. It could be lower. You know, people just don't know, and that's what's scary about it. I think the best course of action would be for them to find a way to treat it like you can treat the flu. If this were the flu, and this were, you know, 1,000 years ago, where, you know, there were no, you know, they gave you what, a shot of whiskey and a root to heal yourself,
right?
You know, we may see that kind of death rate as well. And I know it's a horrible virus, and I'm not trying to, right, you know, downplay it or anything. I'm just saying that right now we just don't know, and it would be a shame if, you know, people made premature decisions based on optics when the science doesn't necessarily lead that way one way or the other.
JC Sherbert joining us here on the Offsides, ESPN Upstate. JC, the changing game of recruiting and how recruiting has evolved over the years, you have been right on the front lines of it. In terms of what an ace recruiter, right, the Gators just got Brewster, and he's considered to be an A-level recruiter. What does an ace-level recruiter have to do now that's different from what he was doing 10 or 15 years ago?
Well, it's right now. I mean, you know, prior to the virus, I think that obviously technology was a big thing, but, I mean, you still have to use that technology to facilitate a comfort level, which, you know, comfort level is what most recruiting decisions are based on. A lot of things impact comfort level, including winning or losing. You're much more comfortable going to a winning program a lot of the time than a losing program. You know, your relationships are probably 70% of what facilitates a decision in that comfort level. And so I think compared to 15 years ago, you know, the technology part of it's just there. You know, the kids kind of want you to retweet them and, you know, like their stories on Instagram and talk to them on social media and stuff like that. Now with the virus, I think this becomes even more important in terms of, that, because it's recruiting is going to be interesting, because there's no face to face. I mean, you know, so and those are a big part of building those relationships, which facilitates comfort level, which is what goes into 99% of all recruiting decisions. And so that's the deal now. You know, with anybody from Tim Brewster to, you know, Christian Robinson, who's an assistant at Florida, who's an excellent recruiter, and I covered him as a recruit, to Joe Cox in South Carolina, to, you know, Jeff Scott as a head coach at USF, you know, everybody, to the guys that, you know, Clay Hendricks at Furman. I mean, you have to use the technology to your advantage, really, just to kind of stay in, you know, while the world has sort of stopped on this end of things. So I think the technology part of it's definitely how it's changed in 15 years, and in the past month, it's become even more important.
Yeah, that does seem to be the case. So if I asked you, JC, who are the top three modern-day recruiters, how would you answer that?
Oh, it would depend on, like, what exactly. I mean, are we talking head coaches? Are we talking assistants?
You know, I'm just talking the best recruiters. The best recruiters. Like, I need – there's a blue-chip player, five-star, and he's out of Montana, and we're here, and I got to go get him. Who are you sending? Who are you sending there to go get him in the whole country? He's in Montana, right? So no matter where we're talking about, it's an out-of-state recruit. You know, he's better than anything Montana can offer him, right? But who are the top three, and what makes them great?
If I absolutely had to get a guy, and I was picking from head coaches and assistants, yeah. I will, as far as guys that I've seen that have closed the deal when it's probably, you know, when you don't think they really have a shot and they go and get it. And I'm not going to say Will Muschamp, but I'm going to tell you this. Will Muschamp, if you're just looking at that part of it, would probably be in the discussion.
Okay.
But because I own the Big Spur, I'm going to go another direction. I would have to say Ed Orgeron would be there.
Wow.
Dabo Swinney would be right there.
Okay.
And, you know, when you kind of dig into it, I'd say Mac Brown.
Wow.
Mac Brown, say what you want about Mac Brown. Mac Brown can recruit. He can recruit his butt off still. And those are three head coaches, you know. I mean, as far as the assistants go, so many of them, like, you know, Jeff Scott would have been an assistant, I would have said, last year. But he's a head coach now, so we'll see how that works out. You know, and a lot of your assistant coaches obviously come and go. I mean, Christian Robinson is a guy that, you know, 4 years ago when he was at Mississippi State as a graduate assistant, you wouldn't have said probably the top recruiter in the country. Well, right now, probably, you know, he would be in that discussion. You know, so a lot of times your assistants cycle in and out. Then you have different categories. You know, Rodney Garner at Auburn's probably signed more guys than anybody. You know, but Rodney Garner probably doesn't sign as many as he used to. So how do you quantify that and say, go get that guy? But if I had, you know, and Will Muschamp would probably be fourth on that list, because I've seen him at Texas and, you know, the 1 year at Auburn and at Florida and even at South Carolina get guys that they absolutely had no business getting, time and time again. But Mac Brown, Dabo Swinney, and Ed Orgeron probably, you know, just based on their track record and their careers, you know, I've seen the magic happen way, way more times than not with those guys.
Incredible. Incredible. What is it? What's one thing about Mac that we wouldn't know? I've spoken to Mac. I've interviewed Mac. I find him to be the most pleasant human being I've ever met in my life. Is it the charm that does it for him?
If you sit down with Mac Brown and you're a recruit, he knows everything about you. And he comes across like very, very genuine. Like he cares, like he'll know your grandma's name. He knows your coach's name. And he's got that kind of mind, because that's hard. That's, you know, some coaches really blow it because they know, but then they forget, like, well, your sister's name is, because they have so many names to keep up. He's got
right.
That kind of indexing mind where he can just recall it. And I don't think it's fake. I mean, I've talked to a lot of people that worked with him at Texas that knew him. I've met him before. You know, in Texas, that job is by nature very political. And so I think he sort of became a little political out there. But, you know, getting back to North Carolina, He's back to his roots and really back to being a lethal recruiter on the recruiting trail. I mean, and quite frankly, Mark, I didn't know that that would happen for them. Yeah. You know, because the second time around, normally, you know, it's a bit, but it's just like the mid-90s up there now. You look at their class, it's a top five class. 10 of the 11 are from the state of North Carolina, and it's a great year up there. So got to take your hat off to the old man.
You certainly do. J.C. Sherbert is the owner of TheBigSpur.com, your one-stop shop for the very best in South Carolina Gamecocks coverage. You can follow him on Twitter at J.C. Sherbert. That's S-H-U-R-B-U-R-T-T. J.C., so greatly appreciate the insight, the time. Please stay healthy and please stay safe. And the same goes for you and your entire family.
All right. Thanks, Mark. Same to you, buddy. Take care.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's I know a really important message as the virus has gone from 32,000 on Sunday to over 100,000 cases right now. But I do see a lot of positives out here. I do see people behaving the way that they should be behaving. And my hope is that sometime here coming up in April, that we will begin to see the downtrend of what's going on right now. You know, earlier today, we all got, you know, I received a shock to the system today, all right? And there's no other way to put it than that. Kirk Street, who, you know, I don't know about you, but if I'm asking you to rank the faces of college football, right? Rank the faces of college football. Where would Kirk Herbstreit be on that list, right? Chris Fowler's up there, but he kind of stepped away from College Game Day. Reese Davis is up there, but he's newer. You have, you have Gary Danielson, who's up there. Vern Lundquist before he retired. He's certainly up there, right? And you've got Lee Corso. You've got Kirk Herbstreit. You've got Chris Fowler calling the most important game on Saturday night with Kirk Herbstreit on ABC. But Kirk Herbstreit might be 1A in terms of all the faces of college football. Jesse Palmer's up there as well, right? But who is a more preeminent face in college football than Kirk Herbstreit? He comes out today and he says, I'd be shocked if we have NFL football this fall, if we have college football. I'll be so surprised if that happens.
just because from what he understands, continuing his quote, people that I listen to, you're 12 to 18 months from a vaccine. I don't know how you let these guys go into locker rooms and let stadiums be filled up and how you can play ball. Just don't know how you can do it with the optics of it. J.C. Sherbert chimed in on this, and I agree. We need to stop being concerned about what the optics of anything are, right? The optics of what some other countries did to stop the spread of the coronavirus look a lot like abuse. But guess what? They stopped the virus. They were able to slow the spread of the virus, as far as we know, right? So we need to stop worrying about how things look and start worrying about how to best get us in a time frame where we'll be able to move on with our lives, right? And he says, you know, you don't want a guy, you don't want a locker room full of guys that are sick. And that's on your watch. I wouldn't want to have that. As much as I hate to say it, I think we're scratching the surface of where this thing is going to go. From a Kirk Herbstreit, and you say, oh, dear God, and you say, oh, no, and you read a tweet from the likes of Michael Stathakis, and who says people are speaking the negative into existence instead of the positive into possibility. I think we're speaking the reality we're speaking the reality of what is right now, Michael. You know, I understand we all want the shining light, right? Here is the shining light. We adhere to medical guidelines and we adhere to social distancing, that this will be a lot shorter than it could be otherwise, that this will be a lot less deadly than it would be otherwise. Okay? Therein lies the positive. Another positive exists that with a 1.5% mortality rate domestically, that as we get more and more treatments, more and more successful treatments for this, that we should expect that number to go down. And the closer we get this virus to represent a different virus, influenza, the common flu, in mortality rate, with that serving as a 0.01% mortality rate, 25 people are passing away from coronavirus, 1 in 1,000 people pass away from the flu, 4% versus 0.01%, right? 1.5% fatality rate in this country, which from the numbers I've seen is second best only to Germany. I'd love to know what Germany was doing to keep the fatality rate so low. But, you know, I think it's heartbreaking to all of us, and it's hard to digest the possibility that this could be that we could have seen Trevor Lawrence's last game in a Clemson uniform, right? I can't imagine taking that privilege away from Javon Kinlaw the last year. I can't imagine doing that. We have seen the last game of Trevor Lawrence in a Clemson uniform. I think we're going to have major breakthroughs. I believe that that treatments will be discovered. I believe they'll fast track the vaccine. I believe when we have the next round of this coronavirus, which experts are saying is going to hit us in the fall, that I think we're going to be so much better prepared. If that mortality rate is then under 1%, if it's 0.5%, if it's 1 out of every 200 people that get it pass away, as opposed to 1 out of every 25 people who get it pass away, we'll really be heading in the right direction in terms of licking this thing. But, man, like, I don't like hearing from Kirk Herbstreit that he's going to be shocked if there's a college football season, shocked if there's going to be an NFL season. You know, he also said he'd be shocked if Scott Frost wasn't the next University of Florida head coach. Immediately after he said that, the University of Florida denied Scott Frost from bringing all of his assistants over from UCF, at which point Scott Frost said he's no longer interested. So Kirk Herbstreit say the word shocked before, I'd be shocked and be wrong. But he's accurate. He's in the know, right? He's privy to a lot of information. You know, I received an email from somebody in the medical field to my station account, and it was very doom and gloom. And it said, Mark, you know, give me a call. you're not going to believe what I'm hearing about what's going to happen here. And I didn't want to hear it. I wrote him back and I said, actually, man, I won't have time for that. If you want to email me here, you can. But I don't have the mental energy, nor do I just want to be a part of hearing doom and gloom all day long about, you know, about where this is going to go. The reality is it's time now to slow down the spread of this thing. Because if it continues at its current rate, 10 days from right now, a week from Monday, we'll be at a million cases. And I don't want to see that. You don't want to see that. Nobody wants to see that, right? We've got to be able to move in the opposite direction here, in the correct direction. So for me, you look at the importance of sports and what we've learned about where we are as a society and the importance of sports in it. And I was listening to Charles Barkley yesterday say that, man, you know, isn't it something how, you know, how important sports is and how brilliantly the NFL is having the calendar all to themselves right now. And they're still rolling forward with their events. And Roger Goodell announcing yesterday that the NFL draft will go on. And I applaud that wholeheartedly. Now, I don't think you're going to have the players there, and you're certainly not going to have the fans there, but you don't need either one to hold an NFL draft. You need phones, you need modern technology, you need cue cards, and you need someone to make the announcements. And that's all you need. And we will lap it up to see who our teams are landing, to see where Tua Tagovailoa is going to go, to see where Isaiah Simmons is going to go. I shared with you earlier in the show, I'm concerned, much in the way, you know, how like when trap games get overblown in college football, a game on the schedule could be a trap game. That throws down to the team as well, and the team no longer is caught off guard by that opponent. It's always the upsets that you could never foresee that are the ones that happen. I think the cat's out of the bag that the Carolina Panthers won Isaiah Simmons. I see Isaiah Simmons going to the Carolina Panthers in every single mock draft I see, to the point that anybody else that wants Isaiah is going to know that if we trade ahead of Carolina, we're probably going to get him. That puts Carolina in a difficult predicament. The importance of sports, you know, sports has allowed us to take our brains off the accelerator. Sports have been an escape for us. You know, I fought back against the people who have said to me, stick to sports, because regardless of what you do, like let's say you're a nurse practitioner, should I tell you 24 hours a day, stick to nursing chat? Should I tell you that? If you're a dental hygienist, should I say stick to molars? You know what I mean? Like I think we're all diverse people. We all have diverse skill sets. But I understand more than ever why people say that right now. Because they have all the stress of life throughout the remainder of their life. And they tune into us. They tune into live sporting events for the escape that sports gives them. For the escape that is brought to you by that. And we need that. And we need that timeout. And we need that that escape from the real world, from reality right now. Now is the time where we need sports more than ever. And we don't have it. And, boy, do you appreciate what you don't have when you no longer do? Don't you get what's gone, right? I mean, that is certainly the case right now. And I so greatly appreciate all of you joining us and staying with us and you know, pulling with us on the same side of the rope together to get through this. I really do. As we do each and every show, we close the show today with the best thing we heard today, and dare I say, needed laugh. This is Offsides with Mark Ryan. You're listening to ESPN Upstate.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game 10, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Blue Ridge Law Firm, here to take care of you in your time of need. None of us want to have accidents, but accidents find us whether we want them to or not. The Blue Ridge Law Firm has your back in those type of situations. Whether you're in a car accident or whether you get injured on the job, the Blue Ridge Law Firm has your back. Joe Armstrong, my good friend at the Blue Ridge Law Firm, is a great local from right here in the upstate. He's somebody you can trust, and that is the most important thing when you're looking for an attorney. He's been serving this community as an attorney for over 20 years, and his sole focus is to make sure that you are treated right in your time of need, whether you're entitled to damages, whether the insurance adjuster isn't calling you back, whether you needed a rental car. What about if your employer is stopping with sending you paychecks at your time of need? He will make sure you are taken care of and looked after in that time. 298-0000. That number again is 298-0000 for the Blue Ridge Law Firm, the blue-collar law firm for blue-collar people. All right, let's get to the very best thing we heard today. All right, so if I asked you who was the nuttiest announcer in all of basketball, who would you say? Right? Easily. So what if the best impressionist in the country did Bill Walton? Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, the best thing we heard today, Mr. Frank Caliendo.
Now, we wanted to have Bill on this morning to talk about it, but it's only a two-hour show. So instead, we have Frank Caliendo as Bill Walton, remembering the greatest game ever.
Ah, yes, how great was this? The year was 1973. Our UCLA Bruins coming off a 30-0 season from the year before. John Wooden, my Yoda, my Obi-Wan Kenobi, giving me the force in the show-me state, St. Louis, Missouri, ready to go, ready for action. Larry Holyfield from the corner nailed it, and I knew that the force would be flowing through all of it. This is how great it was. There I was at the elbow making my first shot. So many other shots to be made. 21 for 22, 44 points. Jamal Wilkes, unstoppable as well. This truly was more than the greatest game in the history of Western civilization. This was the greatest game in the history of mankind.
What do you say? What's the great that impression?
I couldn't tell the difference. Like I thought that was absolutely fantastic. He hit that on the head, man. I love Frank Caliendo. He's the
best. I could hear a little bit of a difference, a wee bit of a difference I could
really
hear between Caliendo and the real guy. I would give that impression from Frank. Now, realize I was the same way when I was a teacher. I'm a hard grader now. I would give Frank a B-plus on that impression, a B-plus on that impression. To the end of our broadcasting week here, I want everyone to have a great weekend. I want everyone to stay safe, enjoy and appreciate the time with family as best you can. If you can get out in social distancing, enjoy some fresh air, get some exercise. It's good for you. It's good for all of us. Folks, thank you so much for making us part of your afternoon. Tim, great job this week, brother. Greatly appreciate all you did. Have a wonderful weekend, everybody, and thanks so much for listening to Offsides with Mark Ryan, which can only be heard right here on ESPN Upstate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.